She pondered the past to prepare for the future. Talking, of course, here about Mary, our Blessed Mother. She pondered the past in order to prepare herself for what was to come in her life. We know this from today's Gospel reading, in which we read the following line. Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. We also know it from Luke chapter 2, verse 51, which says pretty much the same thing. The evangelist writes, Jesus went down with Mary and Joseph and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. What exactly were these things? Very simply, they were the events surrounding Jesus' birth and his youth. It's obvious since the first reference to Mary keeping things in her heart occurs during St. Luke's account of the birth of Jesus, while the second one occurs after he tells the story of the finding of Jesus in the temple when our Lord was 12 years old. At the time, Mary did not know what the future held for her and her family. Much of that was hidden from her eyes, as our future is hidden from our eyes. Now, Mary did know some things. She did know that Jesus, her son, was unique, the only man conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit directly. She knew that her son had a special relationship with God the Father, and he was the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies that are found in what we now call the Old Testament. She knew that Jesus would somehow save his people from their sins, as the angel had told St. Joseph before our Lord was born. And she knew that Jesus would establish some kind of kingdom that would never end. But beyond that, Mary didn't know too many things regarding God's plan to reconcile the world to himself through his divine Son. She certainly didn't know the details of the story that we know today. She didn't know all those details. Although she was aware of the fact that in some way she and her son would suffer greatly. That fact became evident to her when she was in the temple at the presentation, and Simeon said to her, "Your own soul too will be pierced, so that the secret thoughts of many will be laid bare." But our Blessed Mother faced all these future events, these uncertain future events, with faith and strength when they actually occurred, because she had prepared for them by pondering her past. In other words, she reflected on and meditated on and prayed about the things that God had already done for her and for her family, and even for her nation. You see evidence of this in her Magnificat, that beautiful prayer of praise that she said when she was with Elizabeth at the Visitation. Notice how the lines of that prayer that I'm about to read to you point to past events, either in Mary's personal life or in the life of the nation of Israel. Past events that Mary had obviously pondered, meditated on, reflected on in her heart. Mary said, "God has looked with favor on his lowly servant. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. The rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." As I said a few moments ago, just as Mary's future was hidden from her eyes, so our future is hidden from our eyes. None of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring. None of us knows even what the rest of today will bring. And this, I think, is something that the coronavirus pandemic has made clear to a lot of people, the uncertainty of life. As we all know, that uncertainty about the future can easily cause us to become fearful, and anxious, and depressed, all of the above, some of the above. Unless we learn from our Blessed Mother and follow her example of pondering the past, in this case, our past. This is something, my brothers and sisters, that we should do frequently when we pray, and especially when we pray in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. We should spend some time reflecting on the ways, the many ways, that God has been there for us in the past, the way he's helped us and provided for us in the past, the way he's gotten us through every difficulty and trial we faced in the past. And he has done that. In one sense, at least, Almighty God has helped each and every one of us to deal successfully with everything we've had to face in our lives thus far, including COVID-19. We know that for a fact because we're still here. We know that because we're still alive. The very fact that we're still breathing and have a pulse after all we've been through in our lives is testimony to the faithfulness of God. The words he spoke to St. Paul are true for all of us. My grace is sufficient for you, for in your weakness my power reaches its perfection. This means that we can, and it means that we should, have confidence and trust in God as we look toward our uncertain future, as Mary had confidence and trust in God in the face of her uncertain future. Her pondering prepared her well, and it helped her to stay faithful to God and on the road to heaven. May our pondering help all of us to do the very same thing.